Well, we don't yet know what Thanksgiving will mean in terms of COVID numbers for El Paso, but over the last several days, there have been some better stories to tell.
Yeah, and it really, this is for about 3 weeks now. We've seen a positive trend in the numbers of new infections. They've been going down very steadily. They're like two-thirds below where they were at the beginning of November, which was our peak so far. So that's all very positive. But as you alluded to, everybody's still very nervous about what may have happened over Thanksgiving and whether that will drive the numbers up. The sad part is even though the case numbers are going down, the death rate remains very constant. We continue to lose about, on average, one person an hour to COVID-19 in El Paso County. It's a staggering number. As we've said a couple of times now, I think, unfortunately, that those deaths are kind of baked in right now because these are people who were infected in October and November. We've gotten sicker and then eventually died. So I think we're going to see this level of death continue for probably at least a couple more weeks. The real question coming out of Thanksgiving and then as we go into Christmas is, will family gatherings and things like that start to drive those case numbers back up, which will mean the hospital problem will get worse again, and then unfortunately people will continue dying in very high numbers through the beginning of next year. That's what we're really trying to avoid right now.
Mm. It seems, looking back on the month of November, boy, what a beautiful November it was. But maybe it was just a little too beautiful for November. You've been following some trends in warming in the region.
Yeah, and obviously we're being impacted by climate change. And then for urban areas like El Paso and Las Cruces, we're also experiencing what's known as the urban heat island effect, where the addition of large levels of concrete and cement have sort of trapped in more heat. So November was unusually warm again, which is kind of getting to be something of a broken record here. But we're on track overall for 2020 to be perhaps the warmest year in El Paso's history of recorded weather, which goes back to 1887. And that, again, would be nothing new. The 4 years preceding this are four of the five warmest years on record in El Paso. This year we'll definitely make it five out of six, and we very well may replace 2017 as the hottest year on record in El Paso.
And finally, a story. It's a really heartwarming story. A woman who's been cutting hair in El Paso for how many decades now, Bob?
So almost 70 years, seven decades. Her name is Estine Davis, and she's important more than for just her longevity as a barber. Her business, which is called Estine Eastside Barbershop, is the last remnant of what was once a very flourishing black-owned business district in an area just east of downtown El Paso. That used to be the hub where black families would go to dinner, get their hair cut, maybe transact a little bit of other business. And she's held on, even though most of those other businesses began disappearing in the 70s and 80s. And just a wonderful woman. And I got to spend some time with her this week ahead of her 88th birthday, which is coming up Saturday. And a lot of friends of hers in the community have organized a drive-by birthday celebration for her on Saturday. She's just a magnificent lady. And I would encourage people to read the story because it's more than just about her. It's also about the important role that black families have played in the development of El Paso over the years, and how she's sort of that last connection to a neighborhood that was flourishing up until the 1960s when ICANN sort of came through and knocked out a lot of those homes.
How about that? Well, Bob, thank you so much. You can find these stories at elpasomatters.org. Have a wonderful week.
You too.